Rough and real. James wrote this book, 5 chapters. You can learn it. Come on. It's smack mouth. It's tough. He wrote it to the early church. They were scattered abroad, early believers in Christ. They're being persecuted, hunted down like dogs. And he said, look, I could either pat you on the head and just put my arm around you and tell you I feel sorry for you, or I could try to help you live straight and upright and do the right thing and still have joy in your heart regardless of the persecution. Amen. And regardless of the trouble. That's the beauty of this little book. It teaches us how to live in the midst of problems, in the midst of trouble. These are the attitudes. These are the things we need to do if we're going to make it. Amen. Because the enemy's going to be out there all the time. So he wrote this tough little book, Tough Talk. Say that with me. The war. Oh, please. One more time. The war within. They were going, well, Sister So-and-so was doing this and that. I don't know what that. They did this. Amen. James said, shut up. It's not Sister So-and-so that you got a problem with. It's you. It's me. That's where the biggest problem is. The war is where? Right there. That's what it's all about. Okay? Whining ain't going to cut it. Somebody patting you on the head ain't going to fix you. You're going to have to fix you by being obedient to the Lord and doing what God's Word says. Amen? That's what it's all about. The war's right here. Come on. Let's look at it. The war that rages. You have a big number like that. Say it with me. The war that rages. Now we're going to roll. We're going to be in chapter 4. Here we go. The fighting and personal wars we face are from within. Keep rolling. Verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? James says. Come they not hence, even your what? Lust that war and your what? Y'all fighting? You're devouring one another? The enemy's out there, they're persecuting you, and yet you're screwing each other up inside here, all over each other all the time. What's wrong with you? The war ain't Sister So-and-so. The war is inside of you. That's where it's all happening. You get right, and old Sister So-and-so will get right. Amen? Say, and if Sister So-and-so don't get right, that ain't your problem, is it? Hello, somebody talk to me. Keep looking. The war within, what am I talking about? Our flesh, our sin nature. People that teach now you're a Christian and you're just perfect, that is bull, you are not. Spend a day with me, I'm sure you're going to slip up. Amen, come on. It's the truth. Peter says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust. That what? War against the soul. There's a war going on inside of us, man, and we got to fight it. Galatians 5, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. There's a war going on inside of you. You can't blame it on outside forces. Something's happening inside of you, and you can be victorious and right with God regardless of your circumstances around you. I can't. You can. Can't make it. You can. It hurts. So what? You want to die or make it? This is James talking. Tough man. I like this guy. Our biggest problem is who? Now, I need everybody in the building to say this because some of you think somebody else is your problem. Say it with me. Come on, I'm saying, say it with me. Our biggest problem is... Remember that. When you go pointing the finger. Amen? Say, I remember what that preacher told me. What's James saying? Our own members. What's that mean? Our eyes, our ears, our feet, our mind, our desires, our will, our emotions. The problem is with Gary. How many knew that? Stop, stop. The person we have the most trouble with spiritually is who? Come on. I see it. I wish I could make your pain go away, my pain go away. I wish I could wave a wand and fix stuff. Wouldn't that be nice? Now, they make movies about that, fairy tale movies. That's not the Christian life. The real deal is, though, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. In who? In who? I guess since he's in me, then me's the one I need to be working on. Amen? Sometimes we want greater is he that's in somebody else, so he goes fix them. That's not how it works. Greater is he that's in me. So I can fix me with his help. If I'll start fighting the right battle, and that's fighting this war within me. Got it? Are y'all all right so far? There's a war going on, and it is within us. That's what we're talking about this morning. It's raging. Amen? Why do you do the things you do? Why do you say the things you say? Why do you think the things you think? Wow. Because there's something called the flesh. You still got it. And you got to fight it. That's what James is talking about. Yielding to the flesh is a dead end. It's a dead end. Verse number 2, look at it. I'll yield to the flesh. That's going to make me happy. That's what a lot of us think. It doesn't. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have, and you can't get it. You fight and war, yet you have not because you what? That's not. This flesh, we go about everything, and we're still not happy. Got to get the victory on this thing, man. We lust, we kill, we desire, we fight, we war. That's what James is saying. You name it, we do it, and still we're not what? We're not. Keep looking. The flesh will never be. You got to kill it. Paul said this. Say three words, if you can remember what Paul said. I die daily. Remember that little statement he said? Paul, I die how often? That means I kill this stuff every day, every day, every day. Put it to death. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Amen? That's what he's talking about. The flesh says fight. The flesh says lust. The flesh says struggle. Amen? The Spirit says what? Yeah. Woo, I'm good at lusting. I'm good at fighting. I'm good at struggling. That's where I got problems praying. Amen? Keep looking. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into what? Temptation. We struggle so much with the flesh because we don't pray about this battle that we're going through. Amen. It's easier to blame Sister So-and-so. Hey, darling. Here we go. We even pray in the flesh. Can you say that with me? We even what? We pray in the flesh. We do. You know we do. Verse 3. You ask and you receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your own lust. Instead of fighting the flesh, instead of praying that we enter not into temptation, we pray in the flesh, we pray about stuff, and yet our life is still all screwy. And we wonder why I've got issues and problems in my life and why God's not hearing me, because you're not praying the right way. You're not fighting the right war. It's within you. Our motives when we pray are often not pure. We're just walking a little Bible study this morning. Our prayers are so often misguided and selfish. Are you like that sometimes? Say, when you pray, but when you focus on the battle is within me. God, the things I ask for, I shouldn't even be asking for. I should be asking for victory in my life, over sin, over things I know that are struggles in my life. It's amazing. Just saying a little lay me down to sleep prayer ain't going to cut it. And a lot of people are like that in their Christian life. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Sound like buckwheat or alfalfa somebody. Excuse me. Sorry. Little rascals. Come on. God says, all right, come on, eat some meat now. Get on growing up a little bit. Amen. Start praying about something that's inside of you that's just killing you. Amen? That's what we're talking about. We choose to obey the flesh. James is just walking through this. We're just walking through it with James. We choose to obey the flesh. Well, Sister So-and-so did such and such. Did you know you choose to do what you do wrong? Won't you talk about you? Say. Yeah. You adulterers? Can you imagine a suffering church? They're persecuted. Some of their family members have been murdered. Their houses have been taken. Stuff has been stolen. They have no food to eat. And can you believe James, of all people, he's getting in their face, this suffering church, and he's going, you adulteresses! What are you thinking, James? James is saying, I could pat him on the head. I could help him to be strong. because the people are going to come to their house tomorrow and to their little churches, and they're going to be destroyed. They're going to be taken in prison. They're going to be killed. They need to learn to fight the good fight of faith. Be strong. You see the difference? Say. Today's modern culture would tell us you can't preach like this and even grow a church. James would say, I could care less about what the modern culture says. Amen. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Wow. He's smoking. When we choose to obey the flesh and desire this world system over a real friendship and intimacy with God, say it with me, God calls it spiritual what? Two-timing on God. Whoring around. That's what God calls it in His Scriptures. When you and I, instead of choosing to fight this battle inside of us, we choose to point fingers and play the blame game and do that kind of mess out here, He says, man, you're not getting close to me. You're not growing in me. You're doing it the world's way. James says, you're not going to make it if you do that. Cheating on our so-called relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God didn't want you to do that, James says. Then verse 5. Our own spirit, not the Holy Spirit, lusts to envy. Our own spirit inside of us, not the Holy Spirit, lusts to envy. Look at verse 5. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? What's James saying? What is he saying with that verse? Pop it up. The idea is that our own imaginations are what? Say it with me. Evil continually. If my imaginations are evil, if I've got... Do y'all have problems like that? Can I see some hands in the house? Y'all just got some problems with your mind sometimes. Say. And your worry... Don't you struggle some? Say. If not, y'all should just go ahead and die and go to heaven. You're perfect. Amen. Come on. You don't need the Holy Spirit. Our spirit, my spirit, struggles. Biggest problem I got is me. Okay? My imagination. And by the way, imaginations aren't always about wow women or crazy stuff. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes our imaginations can just be so negative. And look at the bad. And bad has happened to us and happened to you. And we can focus on that. But you know what God's Word says, and James says, fight that! Fight that! Fight that! Don't think that way! Fight it! That's crazy, isn't it? But I'd rather get a group of people around me and they could feel sorry for me. James says, don't invite me to the party. I ain't coming. I want you to grow up. Be strong and have a good courage. Y'all listening to me this morning? Hey, can y'all tell I'm preaching to myself this morning? Say. Y'all just sitting there going, he's preaching to himself. Genesis, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only what? And you and I are no different. 8:21, the Lord smelled a sweet savor and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is what? Evil from his youth. You and I are no different. We struggle. Amen. Wow, what a depressing message on Sunday morning. We're not going to leave it there. There's a war that rages. It's within us. James says, no, it's somebody coming after me and they hurt my dad and they took our home and they're persecuting us. James says, that is a war, but the biggest war is raging right inside of you. Okay? I can't make the world and the external things go away, but you can have a peace that passes understanding, which keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen? You can have something that the world does not have. The Holy Spirit, the living God, living inside of you. My peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. You don't be troubled. You don't be afraid. Isn't that awesome if you can have that? Say, yeah. You got to fight for it.
There's a war that rages. We got to accept the fact that the biggest problem I have with having peace with God is not because I have somebody that mistreats me. The biggest problem is I don't fight enough. My mess going on inside of me. That's what James is saying. But here's some hope. Come on, we got a few things we're going to say, and I don't think we'll make it to the end, but we're going to make it this far. There's a way out, and it's called what? Come on, there's a way out, and it's called what? That's what it's called. Well, sister, so-and-so needs to get right with God. Shh, you get right with God. I get right with God. Let's look at it. How can I fight this battle? How can I be spiritually victorious with this crazy flesh, this war going on? Number one, here we go. We're going to read the scriptures. Number one, stop thinking you big stuff and humble yourself before the Lord. But he gives more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to who? So stop thinking you big stuff and you humble yourself before the Lord. That's how you're going to start fighting this thing. Number two, submit yourself, your life, your future, your everything to the Lord. Turn totally to God. Look at what James says. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's how you fight this battle. Number three, say it with me. Resist the devil. But don't forget now, stop thinking you big stuff first. And number two, you submit to God next. And then you're going to fight the devil. If you start trying to fight the devil while you're still thinking you big stuff and you ain't submitted to God, he is going to just knock your face off. Amen. But if you stop thinking you big stuff and then you submit to the Lord, and now I'm ready to do me some resisting to the devil. Resist the devil and he'll what? Sometimes we wonder why the devil won't flee from us. It's because we still think we're big stuff or we're not submitting to the Lord. You do those two things and then you start resisting steadfastly the devil, I believe you might start having some victory. Amen? Your conscious, everyday submission to God is resisting the devil. As I submit to the Lord consciously, every day, my flesh, I bring it into subjection. Okay? That is me submitting to God. When I do that, I'm resisting the devil. You see how that happens? Say, when I do this, this resisting the devil is happening. When you turn to God, you're turning your back on who? See what I'm saying? Sometimes we just want to fight Satan, but you ain't submitted to God yet. You're still thinking you big stuff. I hope I ain't lost you. Next thing James says, say it with me, real close to God. If I'm going to fight this battle inside of me, I got to get real close to God. Look at verse 8. Is this a great book or what? Every one of these verses you can preach a whole sermon on. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Thinking his sister so-and-so. It ain't her, it's you. That's what he's saying. This is done through the word, through prayer, through worship. Get close to God. I don't need church. I can't understand the Bible. That's you thinking you big stuff again. You got to quit that. Come on. Be absolutely real and sincere in your relationship with God as you worship Him. As you read something in the Word, you say, hey, look, I'm the one with the problem. You just said that, and I got a problem with that, and I need to work on that. See what I'm saying? Be sincere. Number five, repent of known sin. We're talking about fighting this battle inside of us. And areas of weakness in your life, repent of known sin. Things in your life, repent of it, repent of it, repent of it. Some people, they just wander out there. They wander, they wander, they wander, they just whatever. Because they don't learn to repent. Did you know what repentance is pretty easy? I'm sorry. Can you say that with me? I'm sorry. I screwed up. I'm sorry. And start turning away from that and walking towards God. The enemy makes you think you can't do it. You can do it. You can do it. He thinks sister so-and-so did it to you. No, 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 you did it. You think you can't get back. You can get back. We got to think like that. That's hard battle sometimes, isn't it, in our head. Be afflicted. Mourn, he says. Weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning. Your joy to what? Heaviness. James is trying to help us win the war. Call it sin. When you sin in your life, fight over it, man. No, I don't want that. Weep over your sin. Because it's killing you spiritually. That's a good thing, man. You don't talk about that sin at your church, do you, Pastor Gary? You know why I talk about sin at this church? Because we're all sinners. And it's the thing that's killing us. And that's why Jesus came and died. Yeah, so I talk about it. Amen? It's pretty important, don't you think? Stop thinking your sin is funny. Cry over it. I'm an idiot. What am I doing? What am I thinking? Think like that about your sin. But you'll never get to number five unless you back it on up and start at verse 6, 7, 8, 9. And then you'll get to this place right here. And you'll be victorious. It's incredible, isn't it? This old Clark saying, sad ain't bad when you're sad over your sin. If somebody sees you with your head hanging down, that's all right. If you're sad because you sin. Amen? We so often get sad over something somebody else did to us more than we do what we do to ourselves. And what we're doing to ourselves is killing us. What somebody else does to us probably ain't going to kill us. You ought to be sad over your sin and then be glad when you've confessed it. Amen? When you've turned from it and forsaken it, wow, it's incredible. Last thing, continue to stay what? Down before the feet of the Lord, under His authority. Keep looking. Last verse is all we got time for. You'll have to read 11 through 17. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Say it with me, and He'll what? Wow. James says, your problem is not those people outside that are coming in and torching your homes. It's going to keep happening. He was talking to the scattered church. And I'm going to tell you, church, as long as you live on planet Earth, you're still going to have problems. But the beautiful thing is, the biggest war is what is inside of you. And if you fight that war inside of you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Then verses like this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And ones like this, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And then verses like, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So often we want to claim those verses without doing these six steps. Amen? We just want to blame it on Sister So-and-so. All you are is a little rascal when you do that. You're alfalfa or buckwheat or something. It ain't real. You hearing me? Now, if you don't know alfalfa and buckwheat and all them people, you need to go get you some old videos. They're funny. Let's stand together. Come on, I'm done this morning. Well, it's a good day today. Let's praise the Lord for His word. Can we do that? Come on. Amen.